Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide each and every Sunday for 2 hours right here on Biz Talk Radio. If you're one of the affiliates, we thank you for joining each and every Sunday at this hour. But if you are less than an affiliate away and you have a computer, go to Pierre Wolf, PIERREWOLFE.com. Scroll down to Biz Talk Radio. Click on Listen Live, and there we are. Welcome to the international audience and the one and only Mr. Medhart Alzogani, who has a wonderful company called Right Travel that we have used and recommend very highly. Hello, Medhart.
Hello, Pierre.
We are delighted to have you back. You've been traveling recently?
As usual, yeah, I'm always on the go for a new destination and expecting hotels, cruises, to make sure the service is up to the standard and expectation of our American passengers.
I can't quite understand what you're saying, but I hope it gets better, so try again. But anyway, give your website, would you, because it's a fantastic website.
www.righttravel.info.
www.righttravel.info. What will they find there, Medhart?
You'll find a map of the world where you can select your destination that you like to travel to. We do have 55 countries around the globe for our passengers to choose from.
That's absolutely fantastic. What has been very popular here during the summer, Medhart?
During the summer, we see a lot of inquiries and reservation for Europe, Italy in particular, and then France and the UK. So those three countries are in very high demand during this summer of 2017.
As we are getting closer to fall, what do you think people will select from Right Travel?
We do see actually a lot of selection and inquiries for Dubai, United Arab Emirates, tours to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. We do see an inquiry and reservation for Morocco for the fall and winter, and also a very few inquiries and reservation for Egypt.
I think the time has come where people need to think about the places you mentioned. In particular, right now, other than mentioning the hot spots of Europe, Italy, France, UK, you can add Germany to it, and if you're really interested, you can go to the Eastern European countries, or Spain and Portugal, and so forth. And since I mentioned Spain and Portugal, and I've said that before on your show, when you're on our show here on Biz Talk Radio, America's Dining and Travel Guide, they should get a bus tour through Portugal and Spain, and then go over to Morocco. Do you offer that kind of a trip, Metard?
Yes, because we're talking about 1 hour, 1.5 hour flight from either Lisbon to Casablanca or from south of Spain to Marrakesh. So we do offer a 3 week trip, which have Madrid, Barcelona, Granada, Seville, Malaga, and then we go by bus to Lisbon in Portugal, and then we fly to Casablanca to spend the last week touring the imperial cities, Casablanca, Rabat, Fez, and Marrakesh.
You know, Morocco is one of the rare countries, one of, I believe, two countries that have a coastline not only in the Mediterranean but also in the Atlantic Ocean. Isn't that correct?
Correct. They have a huge coastline both on the Mediterranean north and on the Atlantic Ocean on the west side of the country.
Right. Oftentimes when we speak about this interesting country, the food is one thing that will attract you. And the Bedouin make a wonderful lamb stew. And tell them about how the Bedouins live under the desert when it's hot. Would you please, Medhart, of righttravel.info. Go.
Well, the modern days now, the Bedouin advance, they do have a cell phone in the desert now, which is great. And also they do have equipped tents with portable AC, and I was shocked to see that, the portable AC inside the tent, and equipped with a bathroom, private bathroom inside your tent, that has hot water even, so you can take a hot shower inside your tent nowadays, which is amazing, of course, the way that they advance with the technology. The most remarkable thing for our passenger is the camel ride in the desert to go to the camp, which usually we do around sunset to get to the camp. And when we leave the camp, we're doing that at the sunrise. So we have early breakfast, and then we ride the camel back to the hotel, which is about 45 minutes in the desert. This is very, very remarkable trip for our passengers to experience the desert in Morocco.
Absolutely. Are they still skiing in some of the mountain areas?
For those young folks who like to have an adventurous trip, yes, there is a sand ski available, of course, in Morocco, and they do that. There is also the 4x4 dune ride, which is available both in the desert of Morocco and the desert of Dubai. So this activity is always available on request if we have young folks who like to do sand surfing.
You know, there's a lot of good food available in some of these marvelous restaurants. I'm talking about Morocco. Not only falafel, which is street food, but I mentioned already the lamb stew, but they make lamb shank. They have marvelous fish, don't they?
They do, especially if you go to the coast city like Agadir or Essaouira. There you can enjoy a nice restaurant overlooking the coast, and of course very fresh shrimp and different type of seafood that's all fresh. You can also see that coming from the boat that do the fishing to the restaurant while you are sitting and eating. You see the trade happening right in front of you, which is great experience as well.
The souks and Fez, the old city, I mean, this is an experience you'll never forget, other than Casablanca, Rabat, and Fatima. You can enjoy yourself absolutely greatly. And from there, how long is the flight to Cairo, Egypt, Madad?
If we're flying from Casablanca to Cairo, it's about 5.5 hours, because you cross from the west to the east of Africa. So it takes about 5.5 hour direct non-stop flight on either Royal Air Maroc or Egypt Air.
I recommend that highly. that people do it, and sometime also if you have the permission to go to Tunisia, it would be also a spot. Do you offer that alternative before flying to Cairo?
For Tunisia, not yet. We didn't add that to our list of country until now, but we have a plan to add it in the near future.
It is a very interesting place with many resorts, as has Morocco, of course, resorts on the coastline of the Mediterranean. Now, what about food? Do you think Moroccan food outweighs that of Egypt, or are they almost equal?
Well, it's different experience totally. The Moroccan food is very famous for the tagine, which is a special type of pottery pot that they create from porcelain. And they cook their food in it. It's just very delicious, very tender, very juicy. Their main dish over there is the lamb. So they cook the lamb in too many way, too many flavor, but it's considered one of their main meal. And they add to that the couscous, which is also something similar to rice, but not.
Hold that thought for just a moment, Mehtab. We're nearing a break here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. My name is Pierre Wolf. With me, Mehtab El-Sagani, with that wonderful Right Travel. Go to their website, righttravel.info. We'll be back momentarily with more right here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
HEFA believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, HEFA International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit HEFA.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide, brought to you by Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio, each and every Sunday for 2 hours right here. Thank you, my wonderful audience, for joining. I have the one and only Mr. Metra Elsagani of Right Travel. Go to his website, righttravel.info, and you'll be amazed what there is offered at reasonable prices. Now let's speak about Asia for a moment, Medhart. What are some of the countries that are being visited quite frequently by your customers? Would you do that, please?
Well, we do have Thailand and China on top of the list when we go to Asia. For China, the majority of people like to enjoy the Yangtze River cruise. So we do have a trip that about 8 or 10 nights that cover Beijing, Shanghai, Xi'an, and a 3 or 4 night cruise on the Yangtze River cruise. This is very high demand on this trip because of the cruise part of it. We also have the same trip with an additional 3 night to Hong Kong. That's also on demand. And in Thailand, we have from 9-day all the way to 17-day trip, covering all the major city from Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai in the north, and all the city in between in Thailand. Also, we do have a mix that cover Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam, the three countries in this area, in 2 weeks, 15-day trip. And also people like to experience that that particular package when you go to the Far East.
I tell you, Vietnam itself should be on everyone's list. I know that unfortunately many Americans gave their lives and things were not very friendly, but that's a while ago. We are on good terms with Vietnam and its bordering countries, and Vietnam itself has an awful lot to offer, I would say.
True.
Now, you always mentioned, you always, have you been to Vietnam, Medhart?
Yes.
Don't you agree? Ha Long Bay, that marvelous resort town?
When you are in this particular part of the world, in certain area, you do feel that you are in paradise and not on this planet. This is how beautiful the scene. From the perspective of the people that you were mentioned, the Vietnamese people in particular, they are very, very friendly, and they actually welcome you when you know when they know you are coming from the U.S. So they're very friendly to us during our visit. They are very kind to our passenger during the tour, and we see it a very, very friendly, welcoming destination for American in general.
Absolutely right. I took, actually in Saigon, which is called Ho Chi Minh City now, I took cooking lessons and gave lessons at the Omni Hotel in Ho Chi Minh City, which is the capital, Saigon, better known to many of you. So that's one area you should never miss, in my opinion. Now, what brings people to Dubai? What is the big attraction? Is it still popular, Medhat?
It is very popular because Dubai now is known as the biggest, the largest, the greatest. So anything with EST at the end, you find it in Dubai. They have the largest building, the greatest security system worldwide, one of the best airports. So they always aim to be the best on everything and have the largest or the greatest thing that they built. It's a modern civilization, as we all know, 20 to 30 years old. Before that, it was a desert country. But thanks to finding the oil back on the 60s and early 70s, today you can see one of the most advanced nations in the world. When you go to United Arab Emirates, either Dubai or the capital, Abu Dhabi.
Very, very interesting indeed. And is the trip affordable, Madhat?
You're talking about an average cost, include the airfare from the East Coast, average $1,800 to $1,900, include your flight on Emirates Airlines, direct nonstop, and include your six-night hotel accommodation with breakfast, sightseeing, cover all the highlights and all entrance fees, and include lunch at local restaurant. So you're talking about a very, very affordable trip considering going overseas for under $2,000 for a week.
Absolutely correct, and it's a big attraction, still is. Now, as we're looking at September, October, not far away, August ahead of us, obviously. What will be in fall popular as far as booking with Right Travel? And once again, I give their website, righttravel.info. Go ahead, Medhat.
We would like to add to the list of country we talked about for the fall and winter, South Africa. South Africa is coming very, very strong now. Especially the private tour that we provide for a couple or for small family, four or six passengers. This destination from Cape Town to the wine tasting, to the natural scene that you can see, to the high mountain cable, to the beaches with penguin, going to the east of the country to Johannesburg, crossing north to Zimbabwe and get to enjoy Victoria Falls. This has become very, very popular, and we do see a lot of demand on our private South Africa tours.
You know, they also go wildlife on a safari, don't they?
Correct. You can definitely go to Shapi National Park, or you can go to the Kruger National Park. Those
oh,
are
yeah.
Famous.
Absolutely well-known Kruger. I enjoyed that on a number of occasions and took my grandson with me and the other grandchildren might still go. South Africa, not to be forgotten. You fly into Johannesburg, then into Cape Town, and as you already mentioned, just about a 30-40 minute drive outside the main city. Our wine tasting areas, and that's in itself a great experience. And again, the people speak your language, and they welcome you, and you are in a different world. And don't forget that travel should be in everyone's life, not only in the United States, which is so beautiful, but also abroad. Medhat, closing comment? We're right there.
We are here Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ready for your phone call and question. The website available 24/7, which is righttravel.info, righttravel.info. Please give us a call with all your questions. We'll be more than happy to help, assist, and address any of your concerns.
Give that number quickly.
877-636-6660. Again, 877-636-6660.
Have a good one there, Medhat. And all of you out there, don't you dare go away, because the second part of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, will return in just a moment.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-403-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, from us here at Biz Talk Radio, America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 30th year, would you believe that? With your host, Pierre Wolf. If you're new to the show, we want to thank all the affiliates for broadcasting America's Dining and Travel Guide, wishing you all a wonderful holiday, the 4th of July, the Independence Day of a country that I became so fond of and love and be part of America, the United States of America. My special guest, no stranger to the show, is the chairman and CEO of Gwyn's, G-W-I-N-S Travel, Mr. Gig Gwyn. Hello, Gig.
Hello, Pierre. Happy 4th of July to you.
Absolutely. To you, your family, and everyone listening to the show and living in this great country of ours. Where you been traveling recently?
Yeah, yeah, I can, yeah.
Well, you know, I took a trip to
Spain. Okay, thanks a lot. Sorry about that.
And although I had been there a half dozen times, I got to see some things that I'd never seen before.
I want you to share that with our audience. Go ahead. We had a little technical problem. We have solved that, and now we're going to talk about street food. Everything you need to know about open-air stands, carts, and food trucks that are popular across the globe. The lady with me, Colleen Taylor-Sen, welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. My name is Pierre Bull, and I'm welcoming you. I'm delighted. Where are you joining us from? Where are you living currently?
Well, I'm in Chicago, actually.
I hope all is well. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it is fine. My co-author, actually, he's driving somewhere, and he accidentally forgot to call in, and I think he doesn't have your number, so I don't know if I give it to you, if you guys could give him a call.
My producer can do so. He has a number, and he can call him and give the call-in number. But anyway, Colleen, give a little bit of your background, would you please? How did you get involved with writing? Where were you born, by the way?
Well, actually, I'm Canadian. I'm born in Toronto, and I noticed that that you have an accent too.
I have an accent. I am actually Alsatian, which is part of France, bordering Germany. But I was born in Berlin because my father was called to run a factory there. So I have a little bit of le deux. Deutsch and Français. I got both. Go ahead. Tell me about your background a little bit, would you please? Colleen?
Sure. Well, I have kind of a checkered career, should we say. I originally studied Slavic languages. I have a PhD in Slavic languages, which I never really used much. And I worked for many years at a research institute. And then I've always did a lot of freelance writing, and my specialty really is India. My husband's from India, so I've been to India.
Did we lose her?
Hello?
I'm here.
Go ahead and talk to Bruce. I got Bruce on the line.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry.
Mr. Bruce,
I'm on the road. You're on the road,
but can you talk to me for a little while?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
I think
we've lost the call somehow.
He's with us. But we're welcoming an international recognized food historian who has written and hosted a series of award-winning food documentaries for PBS and has published several cookbooks. What books, other than the one that we are talking about today, have you published, Bruce Craig?
Hot Dog, A Global History, and Man Bites Dog, Hot Dog Culture in America, among others, and a couple of Mexican cookbooks and other things.
Colleen, how did you meet Bruce Craig? How did you get together to write the book Street Food? Go ahead, please, Colleen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we seem to have had some more technical difficulties there. Well, I guess I've known Bruce for quite a while. I mean, Bruce is in Chicago, and he was one of the founders of one of our culinary historian groups. Chicago has a very, very active food scene, and he founded a group called the Culinary Historians of Chicago. So we have regular speakers, and we have a lot of activities. So that's where I met him, and so we've just been working ever since, and we've collaborated on another book recently, too.
Would you make sure that I get the other book that you published so we can do another show down the road? Would that be all right?
Absolutely.
Be sure.
Yes, if you can send me your address, yeah.
Yeah, the next one is the Encyclopedia, the Chicago Food Encyclopedia, which is major historical study of all things Chicago.
For both of you, go to my website, Pierre, PIERREWOLFE. The Wolf has an E on the end. PierreWolf.com, and you can send me an email so I can send you my mailing address so you can send future published books to me so we can stay in touch. Now, street food.
That would be great.
Wonderful.
Street food. The book has everything you need to know about open air stands, carts, food trucks, which are popular all across the globe. And what makes the difference in from our country to many other? By the way, between Colleen and you, Bruce, have you traveled abroad? One of you, please.
Well, yeah, I've been abroad to all sorts of places. I've been to India about 20 times, but I've been to Europe, and I've been to Australia and to Japan, and even a little bit South America. But Bruce, I think, has his travel experience has been in a different part of the world.
Yeah, well, I did this television series, and we shot in India, with Colleen's advice, actually, in Turkey, in Korea, in I've done several programs in Mexico. So I know, and I lived in Europe for several years, in Germany and Switzerland and England, and have been in Africa. So I have and the Middle East. So I have a fair idea of what street foods are there. There are, but I'm particularly more knowledgeable about Mexico than probably anywhere.
But Pierre, we had a lot of contributors to this book. I mean, we had nearly 70 people. So although we wrote large segments of it ourselves, we also recruited experts that we knew and people in those countries. So I think we, you know, managed to give more in-depth coverage than if we had just written all of it ourselves.
I think it's most interesting that you have travel so extensively. In the future, I will, with your permission, I would call on you and talk about travel, which is very interesting. What countries?
Oh, sure.
You can name some of them between the two of you. We're nearing a break, so make it quickly. By the way, don't go away. You stay over the break. name some of the countries that I mentioned in the book and it's street food.
Sure.
Well, every country pretty much is. I mean, we've covered pretty much every country in the book.
Well, the only countries we had a decision. There are over 170 countries, and some countries we realized didn't have great street food traditions, and so and there are places we haven't gone or couldn't find anybody who knew much about. For example, the Maldives or Kiribati. Places like that, but the ones we've covered we've covered most countries in, and the book is divided up by continents. So we've covered.
We'll go into the book itself and go through its content in just a moment with Colleen Taylor-Senn, and PhD Bruce Craig. I remember the falafel carts, not only in Egypt, but also in Israel and Jordan. That's street food,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever tasted falafel?
Absolutely. So, for example,
we'll be right back on America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm Pierre Flores. Stay with us.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We have some interesting guests for you today, Colleen Taylor-Sun and Bruce Craig, who have collaborated in writing Street Food. And we'd like to hear from both of you, one at a time, please, how the book is composed and who helped actually gather in all the ideas that are so well demonstrated in the book called Street Food. Colleen, why don't you start off, please?
Well, thank you. The book originally started as kind of a semi-academic book. It was intended for schools and colleges, and it was rather expensive, so it wasn't something for the general public. We found a very nice publisher called Agate Press in Evanston that does trade books. So they agreed to do a more popular version, beautiful design, very affordable, it's paperback. They reorganized it, we were very happy with that. So now it's available, you know, as a book that somebody can take. If they're traveling, they can take our book with them. They can use it as a guide to see what the street food is in every country they go to.
Right, right. The beginning is an introduction, an overview of what street food is and problems in street food, such as what sanitation, what to look for in street in healthy street food, historical overviews, and then it's organized by continent, which it hadn't been before, so it's easy to access countries in Central America, South America, Southeast Asia, so it's really user-friendly.
Have you ever kind of picked one country that stands out for street food? And how does the United States compare to that country and others mentioned in the book, Street Food? Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, my favorite country is Mexico, although I've been in China and Korea and places where there's great street food. But my favorite is Mexico because it's so varied. Mexico has a highly regional culture and food cultures. So you depend on what state you're in. In fact, what city or sub-region you're in, you're going to find different things. So tacos, which are found everywhere, are different from place to place. And there are so many interesting sauces and other ingredients that you're just not going to find anywhere else. America, the street food is varied. We have some cities have many food trucks. By the way, we include food trucks as street food. And places like Austin, Texas, New York City, Portland, which have great street food truck traditions, truck food traditions, compared to, say, Chicago, which is still problematic on street food. So America has terrific street food. If you're in New York, you can get street food from around the world from the many, many carts there. But in other places, I don't know, you know, smaller cities like St. Louis, you're not going to find anything.
How about China? Were you fascinated by their street food?
So we had a great entry on China. Actually, China is one of, I think the great street food countries are probably China and India, where street food isn't just something you eat as a snack. It's part of people's daily food. And, you know, billions of people every day eat street food. It's not like here in America where it's kind of a, oh, well, we'll go to a food truck. We don't eat it all the time. There, it's an integral part of people's diet. And the street food in China and India, which is what I know about, is just incredible. You can't describe, you could do 10 books on the street food of China, and it wouldn't probably cover it.
No, I agree. I think I've been in China. The street food is fabulous. And even within a city like Xi'an, it's varied. It ranges from Muslim dishes, Central Asian dishes, to North Chinese dishes. It's unbelievable. You just have to go.
I enjoyed street food all over the world. Is it dangerous sometime? Could it be poisonous? Could you become ill? Is that a possibility? Did you address that in your book? Called street food?
We talk that about a lot, and I think that's one of the great myths, that street food, people are so squeamish, because first of all, if some, the whole, we have the United, the UN guidelines to what to eat, and the main thing is the food should be hot. The food should be hot and prepared in front of you, and then if it is, then you see that it's okay. Secondly, there's been a couple of studies that show that generally street food is probably safer than restaurant food because you see it made right in front of you. You don't know, restaurant food, you don't know how long it's been sitting there. And it's the sitting around that is bad because it picks up germs. And thirdly, if somebody's street food is poisoning people, he wouldn't have any customers. So if you go to a stand where there's a lot of customers, you're pretty safe in assuming that that guy's street food is safe to eat.
What makes the food trucks so popular, and are they still as popular as when they were first coming out a few years ago? Bruce?
Yeah, I think they're even more popular now. There are, by estimate, 4,000 food trucks around the country with concentrations in some cities. I think because it's young people who like food trucks, and it's because it's adventurous and different kinds of cuisine. You know, a number of chefs have taken to food trucks where they're doing different takes on traditional foods. Maybe the most famous and the one that started off is called Kogi in Los Angeles by a chef named Roy Choi. And he had things like Korean tacos. And this is really interesting to young people. And many others have followed in that line. So, yeah, they're more popular than ever.
Is there something on the horizon that is yet to become popular in street food in the future? Some changes that will make it more popular yet? Any one of you?
Well, one thing they have to do is they have to, you know, some cities, the regulations are very strict, you know, in terms of people have to be, they have to have, GPS systems, they can only...
All right, I have to thank both of you, and you've been great guests, and I'm going to come back to you to talk about your travels some other time. Thank you for joining me, both of you, great authors of street food, Bruce Craig and Colleen Taylor-Senn. A bientôt, we'll see you soon. And all of you out there, don't go away, second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, is straight ahead. A tout à l'heure. Ciao. Auf Wiedersehen. I'll see you soon again right here on Biz Talk Radio. Come back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.